Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The protests that brought unrest to the campus last spring have resumed at Columbia University, as classes also resumed at the university today.
Very busy day here on the Morningside Heights campus. There are students wearing Arab scarves, holding Palestinian flags. They are walking in circles around the students who are trying to check in for their first day of class. The wrought iron gates to the main campus have been closed shut, and there are multiple security guards checking IDs. All of this under the watchful eye of the NYPD. Officers have lined up along Broadway. Not many of them, but they've lined up. They've set up barricades, and they are wanting to make sure that the protests remain peaceful. There's new leadership here. The university president, Manu Shafik, resigned in August, and a new president has taken her place. Some of the students that we've spoken to say they are hopeful that some sort of an agreement or some sort of detente can be reached between the student protesters who are demanding divestiture from Israeli companies or companies that do business with Israel. Right now, I mean, at least on this first day, the protests that are going on, the noisy protests outside the campus gates are an indication of what we will likely see this fall. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the campus of Columbia University.
And some good news for G-Train riders. Service is back up and running this morning.
Out, signaling systems installed on the tracks when FDR was president. And after a summer of partial shutdowns, there's new tracks too. 11 miles of the line rebuilt. And riders like Irene don't have to do this anymore.
Take the L train all the way to 14th Street, and then I would have to get onto the NR, the R train, to go in. So it was longer.
Saving at least a half hour on her trip into work this morning.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Having the G back on the come on, run and everything. It's doing a great job. Okay, make it easier for me, as I said.
Now, the MTA says going forward, they'll still have occasional shutdowns nights and weekends on the G, which connects Brooklyn and Queens. A massive Wi-Fi installation is getting underway soon. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Williamsburg.
Former top aide to Governor Hochul was just arrested, and we'll learn the charges later today.
Linda's son and her husband were taken into custody at their home in a gated community in Manhasset, and they'll be in Brooklyn Federal Court, where prosecutors are asking for the indictment to be unsealed. This arrest follows an FBI raid on their home. There are no details on what that was about earlier this summer. Son worked in New York state government for more than a decade, most notably as Governor Hochul's deputy chief of staff. A spokesman for the governor says she was fired in March 2023 for misconduct, and that the governor's office immediately reported her actions to law enforcement, and they've been assisting law enforcement throughout the process. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Former Governor Andrew Cuomo is lashing out ahead of his congressional appearance next week. He'll be testifying publicly about his controversial COVID-era nursing home advisory. His spokesperson saying today that, quote, despite this master class in gaslighting, the facts speak for themselves. According to a study in the NIH library based on CDC data, New York had a lower nursing home rate death pro rata than all but 11 states. Well, it's a list no company wants to be on. New York City's comptroller is ranking the worst workers' rights offenders. He used data from federal and state city enforcement agencies to track all sorts of labor law violations. They include interfering with unions, wage theft, workplace safety, and discrimination and harassment. Chipotle Mexican Grill got the top spot on the first ever 2024 Employer Wall of Shame by Controller Brad Lander. Lander said it had the highest number of violations and paid out more than $20 million in settlements over paid sick leave laws. Amazon also racked up dozens of violations, mostly related to union interference. One person is dead. Two others are missing after a boating accident in Old Saybrook, Connecticut. It happened around 9:15 last night, where officials say the boat hit a jetty at the mouth of the Connecticut River. Multiple crews from surrounding towns were on scene, including from Madison, Middletown, Westbrook, and Deep River. Joe Habega lives in Westbrook. He says he goes out on that river.
Evidently, they hit the jetty. At the end of the jetty, there's a a big spider goes about 50 feet tall. It says Long Island Sound around the perimeter. And I fished there about a month ago. And I think he was going too fast. And hopefully we'll find the people that are alive.
Nine people were on the boat at the time of that crash. Six were transported to the hospital. One man was found deceased, and the search for the two missing resumed this morning.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.